Welcome to Destinations. I am Deborah Howell with Alex Zhang. He is the Director of Art at Summit here in Los Angeles. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Super happy to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking at your website. Crazy, crazy, interesting thing that you do as art director. Everything from fetching cigarettes for a Moroccan photographer to, connecting people for March for Our Lives. You do so many things for so many people. I love it.
Yeah, the job is definitely keeps me busy and never a dull moment.
Tell us a little bit about that day where you had to fetch cigarettes for Hassan Hajjaj during your pop-up photo shoot.
Happy to. So Hassan is a dear friend and an amazing photographer based out of Marrakech in Morocco. We had been connected through a few friends in New York, and then I invited him to come and photograph at our flagship event, Summit LA, last November. Mm-hmm. And we came up with this really amazing idea because his work is primarily based in street art. Sort of how he made his name and sort of creating these pop-up photo booths in Marrakech with local people from the city and using costume as a way to essentially like put them on a platform and a level of confidence and a level of style, and realizing the title of his series is called, My Rock Stars, and the message being that anyone can be a rock star.
Ah.
And so we thought of this idea of creating a pop-up photo booth, bringing it from Marrakech to the alleyways of downtown LA and inviting different activists and musicians and artists and people within the Summit community to sort of step into Hassan's world, where he brought his costumes and outfits from Morocco, flew with them to LA. We created a pop-up photo rack and allowed people to sort of step into his world. And he happens to be quite the chain smoker, and to keep him happy in the long hours of the photo shoot, I was just running back and forth, buying packs of cigarettes, feeding him in his mouth, because we had such a packed line, word quickly spread, and we took over 120 photos that weekend.
Wow. And you raised a lot of money for Skid Row.
Yeah, we partnered together to release limited edition prints for LA Can, which is an amazing organization run by Pete White over in Skid Row.
Amazing. Another thing that you did that just blew my mind is you connected artist Jenny Holzer for March for Our Lives, and I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, that was another really amazing project for Summit LA last year. Jenny Holzer, amazing, New York legend in primarily tech space artwork, was really inspired by the work that the March for Our Lives students were doing around, gun reform and activism. And on a call, she mentioned she really wanted to meet them. And so, funny story, I never had met them. We had always been trying to reach out and connect with them. And I flew to New York, went to one of their rallies, stood in line. And then when the event ended, I approached Jamal Lemmy, who runs their creative direction and who's, I think, was 20 at the time, and literally just introduced myself. We hit it off. We ended up hanging out for the rest of that night. And then towards the end, I pitched him this project. He said, I love Jenny. I'd love to do this. And then the next day, connected them over email. And then that birthed the whole t-shirt line series and the LED trucks that we launched and the billboards we launched and the whole rally that we did in partnership with the Museum of Contemporary Art in LA that culminated that project days before the midterm elections.
And you really took over the theater marquee signs on Broadway to pick up voter turnout just days before the 2018 midterms.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Jenny's work is all about stopping people in their tracks, especially in public spaces. And I was so inspired by her Truism's project she did in New York, I think in 73, where she took over all the billboards in New York and launched her first sort of now famous phrases like abuse of power comes at no surprise and life is not a rehearsal and all these really famous forever immortalized phrases. And so we thought it would be cool to relaunch that series in downtown with the March for Our Lives students as a way to sort of really showcase, like, look, 30 years later, we're still fighting for the same issues.
Yeah.
And then also just to kind of show sort of a new modern take on it, given her collaboration with these very young activists.
Well, I love what you do at Summit, and Summit 2018 was incredible, kind of epic. Maybe you can throw some of those names out there for us.
Yeah, we had Al Gore interview with Jaden Smith, which was amazing. We had a whole host of different speakers from like music and art to talks. And this year we're fully gearing up for Summit LA 19, where we have like ASAP Rocky, the Dalai Lama, which we haven't announced yet, and getting excited to announce that.
Wow.
To a whole bunch of other, amazing people.
Painters, CEOs, startup stars. I mean, superstars from the world of yoga and mindfulness. I mean, that's what I love. You're just taking people from all walks and bringing them together to spark a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it.
Let's talk about Summit's 8 principles.
Yeah. Embarrassingly enough, off the top of my head, I don't know them all, but I will say my favorite one is curiosity is queen. Happy to riff off that one, or if you had a few you want to talk about.
The first one, be your most hospitable self. That goes all around the world, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Embrace the unexpected.
Yeah, that's sort of really key to the experience. We're about, the whole reason why we curate these sort of multidisciplinary events is we want to show people that it might not be what you most expect that you'll sort of learn the most from, right? And so sure, you might show up for the Jeff Bezos business talk, but you'll actually leave having fallen in love with Esther Perel, the relationships expert, or, you know, any of these like Wim Hof, the breathwork expert. It's like, you know, completely different fields that you might not have expected.
Or Eckhart Tolle or Jane Fonda or, you know, whoever.
Exactly.
There's so many great people. Another one of your principles that I really embrace is just show love.
Yeah, we're all about wearing your heart on your sleeve. I think when you leave from a place of compassion and love first, it just produces an environment where everyone's a lot more open-minded, open-hearted, and willing to sort of connect on a deeper level versus, you know, being sort of egoic or leading from a place of entitlement or ego, which you see at a lot of, you know, a lot of conferences usually involve, you know, people that are very successful. They try to drop everyone into a much more sort of authentic state.
Right. This seems a lot more loving. The last two I want to talk about are go on a learning safari and be present.
Yeah. Learning safari really was born from similar principle of embracing the unexpected. We want you to learn from all facets of your life, both intellectually and professionally, but also personally and spiritually and physically and all these different realms. And presence is key, you know. The event is only 72 hours. And so we tell everyone, you really want to push yourself to the limit in terms of what you normally are comfortable with, and also just remain as present as possible, because it's always in these, if you aren't present, the unexpected moments you'll sort of miss, right? But if you are constantly in a state of presence, you tend to view things from different vantage points and take away a lot more from the experience than you normally would.
And especially since, you know, everybody around you has read these principles as well, and they're doing the same thing.
I mean, our whole orientation process, every single person who comes to the event, we hand select, hand invite, and curate to come participate in the experience, since some of it is invitation only. And then when they actually arrive at the event, we have our whole orientation team walk them through these principles in group environments. It almost feels like summer camp to an extent, adult summer camp, and really making sure that everyone's fully aware that this is the place we're coming from. And what you find is the results are so profound, and the energy that's created in a room, especially when you amplify it to 3,000 people, which is the scale of our LA event.
And how do you find your invitees?
Yes, we have a full-time community team of about 13 amazing curators, we call them, from all around the world. And it's their literal job description to meet the coolest people from around the world in all different disciplines and invite them to come participate in the summit. And then, of course, we have sort of more standard application route through our website where people can apply. And then we have a membership committee that sort of reviews them all and extends invites to people that we think would contribute in a meaningful way.
Incredible. And what is that website?
Summit.co/apply.
Summit.co/apply. The last principle is play. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're all about just not taking anything too seriously, you know, even though the event itself can be quite serious with some of the people on our speaker lineup. We're about, you know, really trying to bring out everyone's inner child and allow for people to connect in a much more profound, authentic way and sort of way that children connect and leading from a place of curiosity versus assumption. And playing is one of the best ways to do that. So that's why we have a full verticals in, like, I think over 40 music acts that we've booked. So live music is a beautiful way people play, right? Through dance and connection on that front. Art is a great way to play. Wellness is a great way to play. And then in general, just socializing through party-like atmospheres. You know, Summit is born out of the idea that, you know, we married the festival and the conference into one event that's come to really be appreciated and adored by our community.
First you feed your mind, then you feed your body, and then you just dance your brains out, right?
Wow, I love that. We might have to steal that. Yeah.
So good. Thank you so much, Alex Zhang. You are definitely the man to get the art done for summit.co/apply, the website, and for Summit LA 2019. I can't wait.
Woo! Awesome.
Woo! Thank you for showing love today to Destinations.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Really great to chat with you.